number 7 is simply to express, which means learn how to say it well. Many people believe that you're either born with a gift of the gab or arrive into this world without it. In reality, brilliant conversationalists have developed and refined the skills of expression over the course of their entire lives. As a master communicator, you must consciously learn how to express yourself more effectively through conscious study and practice with the purpose of getting better. That way, you'll acquire the skill and self-confidence that will enable you to have more influence in your key relationships. Here are 3 ways that I've chosen to define the word express. 1, to make it known with words. 2, to communicate your feelings, ideas, and opinions with others. And 3, as it applies to this book, the ability to communicate in a way that clearly conveys the intention of your message while at the same time making it as enjoyable as possible for the listener. Most people make the mistake of thinking that speaking well has to do with using sophisticated words and poetic language, but this is rarely the case. What you really desire as a communicator is for other people to be affected in the way that you want. The following guidelines will assist you in accomplishing this objective in your everyday conversations. The first guideline is focus more on expressing and less on impressing. When someone tries too hard to impress others with what they know, it usually has a counterproductive effect. Most people also don't like someone who comes across as being Mr. or Miss Know-It-All. It's a wiser strategy, concentrate on expressing your ideas enthusiastically on subjects that you know firsthand and feel eager to share. People will be more naturally impressed with your love for a relevant subject than with the actual content of your message. Another guideline, get to the point quickly. After your greeting, transition into your topic with a summary line or punchline that links with the other person's agenda. For example, here are 3 ways we can make our weekend nights out more fun. Then organize your thoughts with just the necessary facts so that you move along in a logical fashion towards your final conclusion. As in the closing, if we do these 3 things, we can't help but have a great time when we go out. People will naturally tire of a speaker who rambles on without any direction or purpose in their talk. The listener may come to the conclusion that the only reason this person wants to chat is to hear the sound of their own voice filling the air. And a third guideline is adjust your voice controls for easy listening. Sometimes it's not what you say that matters as much as how you say it. Make sure that your voice qualities are pleasing to the ears. Adjust the volume so you're not too loud to the point of being annoying or too soft where it's a strain to hear you. Check to see that you're enunciating clearly and vary the pitch and pace of your speaking voice so you don't become monotone. The optimal strategy here is to become more aware of your voice qualities or patterns and then work on improving them constantly for the sake of your audiences. The bottom line is, remember that in order to talk like a winner in the broadest sense, you must express like a winner as well. All you have to do is follow a simple and powerful rule. Learn to say it well. It's only a matter of practicing with a sense of purpose and testing it every day in your own life until it becomes a natural part of you.